Hey, this is Earl Thomas, the voice, bringing you another episode of On the Casting Couch. My great pleasure today to welcome Max Ryan. Welcome, Max. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Great. Now, Max has played the role Aladdin in Adult Myths and Fairy Tales when he was 7 years old. So that's just a couple of years ago. And he also played Dinosaurs. And he had the role of Jason with Blue Man Kuma. Now, though you're the youngest cast member, you have 5 years' experience already with RadioComedyShows.com. Tell us how much you enjoy being a cast member of RadioComedyShows.com.
Well, it's great to meet all of the people that are filming with me, and the makeup was great for Aladdin, and yeah, there are some pretty great people involved.
I hear you really enjoyed having the makeup on.
Is that right? Yeah, it was pretty fun. It's pretty amazing because it was my first time ever putting on makeup.
That's great.
Yeah.
Now, what was the most satisfying aspect of being Aladdin when you were 7 years old? Because I remember watching Aladdin as Robin Williams, so that would be very interesting to hear.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't really thinking about the movie. I was really just laughing because DJ was always making jokes about Sanjana, because she's obviously very pretty and he always goes after pretty girls. And yeah, it was just a great experience.
Well, was it fun working with the pretty girls in that aspect? Tell me about that.
It was pretty fun. All the like photo taking, it felt like I was a celebrity, but yeah, even the makeup was fun too.
Great. Now, one of your most recent roles is being Jason in the skit Dinosaurs.
Yes.
Tell us what that skit was all about. I have no idea.
So, Dinosaurs was about a young boy, and he was asking his neighbor about this book that he recently got about dinosaurs, and he was just asking questions about them, and the neighbor replied that there are still ancient dinosaurs in the Senate, and
in the Senate?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and yeah, I was just asking about dinosaurs.
Great. Now, what other roles have you played? Have you played more roles?
I remember one skit, and it was about slugs, but it was a very long time ago, so I can't really remember what that was about, but yeah, that's about it.
You weren't the slug, were you?
I think I was one of them. My first skit, and then Aladdin was my second.
Great.
Yep.
Now, what does it feel like for you in working with the rest of the cast of RadioComedyShows.com? What are some of the highlights that make you really happy about working with them?
Well, being around all of these adults were really great because they were accepting that I was so young and I was doing the same job as them. And they were all interested in me, and they were all asking me questions, and they were really nice people. Another highlight is, yeah, mostly the makeup, because when I put on the mascara for Aladdin, I never wanted to take it off. I'm not sure why, but I was just in love with it.
You wanted to be Aladdin forever, right?
Yeah, really.
Let's be honest here. Now, how did you manage to earn a black belt in karate so quickly? Because that takes a long time, doesn't it?
Yeah, so my brother is 3 years older than me, and he joined Taekwondo when he was around 6 years old, I think. So I just really wanted to take after him, because he inspires me a lot in different ways. And yeah, I just kept on training, and I was about to get my black belt when I was 9 years old, but then I contracted a infection in my ankle, which held me back. And then after that, I was really determined to finally get my black belt, and yeah.
Do you remember how long did it take you to get it?
It is a 6-month process of just straight training every single Saturday. You would have to wake up at around like 7 to be there for 8. And you run a mile every single Saturday, and then you have to do 100 push-ups, sit-ups, and squats. And then, yeah, it's just nonstop training on your forms and all of your techniques.
Obviously, you're in great shape then. 100 push-ups. I think I'd die before I get to the 100th.
Yeah, it's pretty hard. And I don't know. I was, when we were doing the mile, the actual test, I was one of the last people, but all of the teenagers went back and helped me run, and that was a lot of fun. And yeah, it was just a great experience.
Great. Now, I understand you love football. What teams and positions have you played for?
This is my second year playing football. Last year, I played for the Coquitlam Wildcats, and everyone was pretty accepting of me. I started off not very good at football, but then I started to get the hang of it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we went 14-0 in that season, so
wow.
We were undefeated. And yeah, we won the provincials, and I got a ring. And
congratulations. Wow.
Thank you. Yeah. And now I play for the Coquitlam Vikings, and we are, I think, 10-2. 10-1-1. We've lost one. We've tied one, and now we're playing against the North Delta Longhorns, which we've lost 2-1 to. And yeah, it's going to be a very fun game.
What positions did you play, or did you just play one position?
Well, last year I played on offense and defense. I played starting right tackle, and I played left end and defensive tackle on the defense. And now I play, I used to play right guard, and now they moved me to tight end. So on defense, I'm like switching middle linebacker and left outside linebacker. So yeah, it's pretty fun.
Wow, you're an all-around man, aren't you?
Yeah.
You want to play for the Lions one day?
Hopefully. I'm not really focused on like making it to the NFL. As long as I can get it past high school, I'd be happy.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Okay, now what is one of your biggest and most treasured goals that you would like to accomplish in the next, say, 5 years?
Well, I would like to get one more ring under my belt. That'd be pretty nice. I'm going to my high school, Notre Dame, and a lot of people know me there, and my coach for Coquitlam now is the coach for Notre Dame too. So, yeah, I'm really excited to meet everyone there. And, my goal is that I'm get a scholarship. I want to probably study a lot so I can get, if like football doesn't work out for me, I can have a backup plan. And
that's a very wise decision for a person so young. A lot of wisdom there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been great talking to you today, Max.
You too. Thank you.
You have a wonderful day.
You too.